City. This is Connor Green with you on The Fan. Number to call if you want to chime in, 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019 with you until 5 a.m. Joe Beningo will take over then. A nice win for the Yankees last night. Cam Schlittler goes 7 1/3, 12 strikeouts, gives up 3 hits. Yankees managed to pull off the win against the Phillies. But you can't help but notice just how anemic they are offensively. They have been totally anemic offensively without Aaron Judge. There was a little stretch in there where they were pretty good on offense without him. But they struggled to get anything going on offense. They had 3 hits in last night's game. And Cam Schlittler goes 7 1/3, 12 strikeouts, is totally dominant. And it's a nail-biter late in the game. They're barely squeaking these games by. Earlier this week, they had a couple games. They win 2-0 in the second game of the doubleheader against Pittsburgh. They barely squeaked that one by, and Max Fried was great in that one. The bullpen was great in that one. But it's nail-biters because the Yankees struggle so mightily to score when Aaron Judge is not in the lineup. And they are just far, far too reliant on Aaron Judge. And we talk about this over the years, how they are offensively and how they hit when Judge isn't out there and how anemic they are, but they are far, far too reliant on Aaron Judge. And I really never want to hear again when people talk about what will Aaron Judge's legacy be as a Yankee if he never wins the big one. You know, how will he be remembered compared to other Yankee greats if he never wins a World Series? I never want to hear that again because this team would not sniff the World Series or maybe even the postseason if Aaron Judge was not on this roster. Aaron Judge is probably like the most valuable player in the history of the New York Yankees. And it might sound kind of ridiculous, but I looked into some of the numbers and the Apple TV broadcast actually brought up a graphic with some of it. So credit to them during the broadcast too. But this season, the Yankees are 22-22 without Judge. So they're a 500 team. And they did a pretty good job once when he first got hurt. They were hitting a little bit. So 22-22, a 500 baseball team without Aaron Judge this season. From 2021 to 2025 without Aaron Judge, they were 45-58. That was the record of the New York Yankees from 2021 to 2025 without Aaron Judge. 45-58, 13 games under 500. So since 2021, factoring in this year, their combined record without Aaron Judge in the lineup is 67-80. 67-80. 13 games under 500. And that's not like 10 games or 15 games or 20 games. That's close to a full season, 67-80. That's a last place baseball team without one player. And especially considering baseball, how even the best of hitters are only getting up there 4 times a game. And we always talk about how, you know, players in baseball probably, if you compare them to basketball, LeBron James, when he was with the Cavs back when he was first starting his career, that team would have won like 15 games without him. Because in basketball, one player can impact the game so much. In baseball, Judge can only get up 4 times. But look at the difference. Since 2021, without him in the lineup, 67-80 record. A last-place baseball team. Now let's look at runs per game. From 2021 to 2025, with Aaron Judge in the lineup, the Yankees score 4.9 runs per game. That's towards the top of the league. Right now, 4.9 runs per game would rank 7th in baseball. From 2021 to 2025, without Aaron Judge in the lineup, the Yankees score 3.8 runs per game. For reference, 3.8 runs per game would be dead last in baseball this season. Dead last. Now, I pulled these numbers from MLB.com, from an article at MLB.com, which sourced the Elias Sports Bureau. So 3.8 runs per game seems really low, but that's what they wrote in the article. I'm going to take them on their word. That would be dead last in baseball. They're 7th in baseball with Aaron Judge from 2021 to 2025. Dead last in baseball without him. Now let's look at this season. With Judge, the Yankees scored 5.1 runs per game this year. Top 5 in baseball, that actually would be 5th in the league. 5.1 runs per game. And that's with Aaron Judge hurt the entire time he was out there this year, playing possibly with fractured ribs for a lot of it. And he didn't look great when he was out there, but he still hit, I think it was 14 home runs this year, only at 248. But with him out there, the Yankees scored 5.1 runs per game, top five in baseball. Without Judge this season, they're scoring around 4.12 runs per game, which would be 26th in baseball. And again, that counts that weird stretch right after Judge got hurt, where Paul Goldschmidt was hitting a home run every game, and we were getting ready to put Paul Goldschmidt in Monument Park. We're ready to put Paul Goldschmidt in the Hall of Fame. So that counts that stretch where they were really good, actually better without Judge for a little bit after he got hurt this year. That counts that. 4.12 runs per game, right around there, 26th in baseball. So they're a top five offense with Aaron Judge. They're a bottom five offense without him. So without Aaron Judge, the Yankees are not a middle-of-the-road offensive team. They're not an average offensive team. And really, as a team in general, they're not an average team. They're one of the worst offenses in baseball without him. And they're a team that, for over a four-year span, was 13 games under 500 without him. That's how good Aaron Judge is, and that's how much he means to this team. But obviously, when that's the case, you are way too reliant on one player. And then Apple TV, so I had all this stuff ready. Apple TV puts a graphic during the broadcast, and they went back to 2020. With and without Aaron Judge in the starting lineup since start of 2020. Apple TV put this up. With Aaron Judge, their record is 469-325. Their winning percentage is nearly 600 with Aaron Judge in the lineup since 2020. Without Aaron Judge in the lineup since 2020, 82-96. 82-96. They have a nearly 600 winning percentage, which has to be top three in the league since 2020 with Aaron Judge in the lineup. Without him, they're not just like 500. They are 14 games under 500 without Aaron Judge since 2020. And the best example of the difference of this team with Aaron Judge and without is 2022 to 2023. In 2022, Aaron Judge had arguably the single greatest offensive season in the history of baseball. You could argue that's the home run record. 62 home runs, 131 RBIs. He almost won the Triple Crown. It was an unbelievable offensive season. They win 99 games. They don't win the World Series. And if you remember, in 2022, they go to the playoffs. I think it was the first or second game of the DS. Judge got booed at Yankee Stadium by Yankee fans. Now, I'm sure it's a couple crazy people. Most fans are not going to boo him. But Aaron Judge should never, ever, ever get booed. He's arguably the most valuable player in the history of the franchise. Because in 2023, Judge goes off in the first half of the season. The Yankees are winning games. They look really good, or at least pretty good. Judge gets hurt. They go 82-80 and miss the playoffs. He has that freak injury where he gets hurt in L.A. And without him, they totally fall apart. And they go from being a 99-win team, one of the best teams in the American League, to missing the playoffs. That's the difference with having Aaron Judge out there and not. And you might think, well, I mean, you talk about war and stuff, right? Like, Aaron Judge's war in 2023 was not 17. But from 2022 to 2023, with him just being hurt, and he still played a good chunk of the season, they were 17 games worse. Now, you might think, well, every team, when they lose their star player, you know, you're bound to be worse. Obvious, this is an obvious thing, blah, blah, blah. That's not always true. So Derek Jeter in 2003 separated his shoulder, we all remember that, and missed 36 games. The Yankees' record without Derek Jeter in those 36 games in 2003 was 26-11. 26-11 would have the Yankees on a 114-win pace in 2003 without Derek Jeter. So that's why when we talk about, and of course that's always, a lot of people hate on Derek Jeter, and they always talk about how he's overrated and he wasn't a good defensive player and all that kind of stuff. So that fuels the fire for like the Derek Jeter haters. I've also read recently that a lot of people think Ichiro Suzuki was overrated because he was just a singles hitter. And my response to that would be, well, yeah, but if you're only a singles hitter, but you hit 262 singles and you hit 362, it's still a valuable player. But the Derek Jeter haters, they get a win on this one. In 2003, played 36 games without Derek Jeter. They went 26-11, a 114 win pace. Aaron Judge gets hurt. The Yankees are playing 500 baseball, and you feel like that's a win for the Yankees, that they're playing 500 baseball without him, because since 2025, they are 14 games under 500 without Aaron Judge. So I go through all of this, and the point of it is, this has been and currently is the biggest problem with this team, and it has been for a while. They're way, way too dependent on one player to win games. Even on the Apple TV broadcast tonight, they talked about, you know, how that's not really how it's been for the Yankees over the years. Usually they have depth. Usually the Yankees have a lot of guys in the lineup that can make noise, you know, and then you think about the pressure on Aaron Judge, and everyone always talks about his playoff performances and how he's underachieved in the postseason, and it's really Giancarlo Stanton that's been great in the playoffs and Juan Soto and all that stuff. Imagine the pressure on Aaron Judge, because I'm sure he's aware of this. Everyone within the franchise is aware of this. They all know that if Aaron Judge doesn't hit, they are likely to lose the game. They all know these numbers. The Yankees have a huge analytics department, and they've tried to remedy a lot of these problems. They traded for Juan Soto, and they brought him in 2024, and then tried to offer him a big contract to stay with the team. And then, of course, our friends across town, the Mets, swooped him and gave him the big billion-dollar contract. But they've tried different things. They've tried to develop the farm system. They're not as willing. They're still willing to spend a good amount of money. They're not quite as willing to do what George Steinbrenner did, which is just outspend everybody like crazy. So there's been situations where they're now trying to develop younger players. They put a lot of stock in Volpe and Jason Dominguez. They're hopeful about Spencer Jones. They signed Cody Bellinger. They trade for Jazz Chisholm. But Ben Rice is really the only guy outside of Aaron Judge that you can really consistently rely upon to be a good offensive player. Even Cody Bellinger can be streaky, and if you know his career, he was great early on. Then he fell off a little bit. Then he had a resurgence. And so everyone expects Cody Bellinger, he'll come around. I'm not exactly so sure about that. There's really only one other guy in the lineup that you know can consistently produce in a big way to win games, and that's Ben Rice. They had game one of the doubleheader on Wednesday. Ben Rice hits a three-run home run to tie the game. That was all their offense that game. And in a lot of these games, all their offense has been Ben Rice hitting one into the gap, a couple guys walk, he hits one into the gap, or they run into a lucky homer tonight a little bit with Paul Goldschmidt, and then you just pray for the pitching to take you the rest of the way. But this is the biggest problem with this team, and has been for years, is they are way too reliant on Aaron Judge. And it's why somebody like him should really never get the criticism that he gets. He's an outstanding player and arguably the most valuable player in the history of the franchise. In my opinion, he's the most valuable player in baseball, because the Dodgers can win games without Shohei Ohtani. The Dodgers have won postseason series without Shohei Ohtani playing well. The Yankees don't win. They're sub 500 team. They're 14 games under 500 since 2020 without him. So they don't win games unless he's out there smashing home runs. Their runs per game are way down. They go from being a top five offense to bottom five offense. That is the biggest problem with this team, because right now, and we don't know when Judge is going to come back. The news is not exactly really reassuring, because we hear that, you know, it could be, you know, he'll start up something maybe sometime soon and you're hoping for early September. But at one point, we were sort of hoping he'd come back in early June or mid-June, and that didn't happen, and it keeps getting dragged on and dragged on, and it kind of reminds you, like, of the injury in 2023 where it just seemed to linger on forever. And we all know, as fans, how valuable he is to this team, because I think we're all aware that if he does not come back, there's, like, no way they can win the World Series. So their best hope is to scrape together wins. You pray that one of these guys really develops into a reliable hitter like Jason Dominguez, or you hope that Paul Goldschmidt has another big resurgence where all of a sudden he's smashing home runs and he looks like 25-year-old, 26-year-old Paul Goldschmidt. You have to hope for that, because outside of that, they can't generate offense. 888-808-1019 if you want to chime in and talk about the Yanks. The problem really is that there isn't anyone super awesome at the deadline they can go after. I mean, you have Luis Arraez from San Fran, but he plays second base. You can probably move him around in the infield a little bit. But then you got to move other guys. What do you really do with that? Jake McCarthy is an outfielder, but you kind of think that you're hoping Judge comes back and there's really nowhere to play him, because then Stanton's going to be the DH, you would think. Although who knows with him what his health status is. Their best options are the catchers, Hunter Goodman and Ryan Jeffers. But those guys aren't game-changing, you know, like you put them in there and the Yankees are going to automatically start winning. They're not. Zach Neto plays shortstop. He's not really an option. I don't think he's that much better of an option than what they currently have. So what they have right now is a situation where you just have to squeak by, win games as they're winning them right now, and then just hope I think they'll get into the playoffs, and you hope Judge comes back, because it's going to be almost impossible for them to go to the World Series without Aaron Judge. That's their best option. 888-808-1019. And this is their biggest issue, and they have to do something to address this. And I know that they want to develop guys, the younger players, and things like that, but it's so glaringly obvious. And when you look at all of these June swoons, every year we talk about the June swoon or July swoon or in August, all of a sudden the Yankees start losing games and they're, you know, they have a stretch where they lose like 15 out of 20, even though they were red hot to start the season. All of these June swoons and these July swoons and all these situations where their performance completely drops off and everybody goes crazy about Aaron Boone and it's because of Aaron Boone somehow. The reason for all of these June swoons, it's usually just that Aaron Judge goes into a slump for 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks. That's all it is. And when he doesn't hit, they don't win games. That's the result. That's what happens when you have one player that drives your offense in such a big way. When he goes into a slump, they don't win games. That's what these June swoons are. It's not because Aaron Boone all of a sudden is doing a bad job managing the bullpen or whatever. He's too nice and he's too passive or things like that. It's because their offense is largely generated by one unbelievable player. 888-808-1019. Obviously, the Yankees, I believe, know this. I can't imagine they don't. They know that Aaron Judge they rely way too much on him to generate offense. They know that, and they've tried some different things. People will say that Brian Cashman, this is because he's a terrible GM, and that's why they're so reliant on Judge offensively. But really, the team, when he's in there, the team is good because the pitching's outstanding. But their issue in every playoff series is they can't hit enough, because Judge has so much pressure on him that it's a lot to him. A-Rod did not have that kind of pressure, because A-Rod had Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Mark Teixeira. You have a lot of really, really good players on those Yankee teams, a lot of really good Johnny Damon, a lot of really good hitters on those Yankee teams. When A-Rod was on the team, Derek Jeter did not have that kind of pressure in 1998. The Yankees probably win the World Series without Derek Jeter, honestly, in 1998. They didn't need one guy to hit like 10 home runs in a playoff series to win. Where the Yankees, a lot of times, they pray Judge hits a home run. Outside of that, they really struggle to get offense generated. But Brian Cashman's built up a rotation that's good enough to win a World Series. And they thought they had something with Bellinger, but he's now kind of regressing back to sort of what he was in the middle point of his career, where he struggled. But that is the number one issue, and has been for years. They are anemic offensively when Aaron Judge is not out there.